If you start deliberately to take apart Russia's ability to defend itself against nuclear attack, you are bringing us now. We're closer to provoking a nuclear war than we were at the time of the Cuba Missile Crisis, for example. This, to me, is utterly irresponsible behavior, and the Ukraine war rumbles on and on. The UK has given so far £100 billion, over £100 billion, mostly in weapons, which is money which could have been better spent at home. I think the United States has spent substantially more than that of taxpayers' money. And yet, militarily, Ukraine is in a worse position than it was 2 years ago. And there's no way it can win this war without inflicting so much damage on Russia itself, on the heart of Russia, that it would be bound to provoke nuclear war. That there's no way that you can actually win this war without provoking nuclear annihilation. So, of course, we know a lot of it is about the money. There's huge corruption. Ukraine's one of the most corrupt countries in the world, possibly the most corrupt. And their kickbacks from the arms trade, it's not necessarily about winning the war. It's about making money out of the war and prolonging the war. But at some stage, they're going to run out of Ukrainians willing to die for them.